Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Our special guest this hour is my friend Ray Keating. Let me tell you a little bit about him. Ray serves as chief economist with the Washington, D.C.-based Small Business Survival Committee, a small business advocacy group with more than 40,000 members across the nation. And he also works with the Small Business Survival Foundation, which is a research and education organization focusing on small business issues. He writes and speaks on a wide range of issues impacting the entrepreneurial sector of our economy. And along with Matthew Corland of National Review, he writes a weekly column called Corland and Keating for Newsday. He's the author of several books, which we'll get him to read off for us or to recite off for us in just a few minutes. But he's also my friend, and he was one of my hosts when I was in Washington, D.C. in November. The SBSC invited me to come up and broadcast from the Small Business Survival Summit in Washington, D.C. Ray, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you with us. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, glad to be here.
Before we go any further, I want you to tell us about the books that you've written.
Two so far. D.C. by the Numbers was the first book, which I co-authored with Tom Edmonds. And what we did there was we looked at our nation's capital and compared it to states and cities around the country, and just kind of showed how poorly D.C. is doing on so many fronts. I mean, taxes, crime, spending, etc. So that was the first book. And then the second one was New York by the Numbers, which I, being a New York resident myself, I wrote that and looked at how New York State and New York City shape up versus the rest of the country. So those are the first two. And I'm working on the third one, which very creatively, I think your listeners will see a trend here, will be called U.S. by the Numbers.
U.S. by the Numbers. What I want to know is, when are you going to do the prequel?
Well, I don't want to get into that George Lucas thing.
Prequel. How about that? You know, people keep coining these new words, but I can't wait for the prequel to your series.
But, that's the latest and greatest on the books.
Now, aren't these some of the books that you were going to send me?
I know.
Hello? We have a bad connection here?
Huh? There, I'm looking at them, all I have to do is grab an envelope and put them in the mail to you.
I've got a stack of books like that myself. Okay, Ray, all kidding aside, you've written something, you produced something very serious. Folks, it's called the 4th Annual Small Business Survival Index, ranking, this is for 1999, ranking the environment for entrepreneurship across the nation, and this is by Ray Keating, Raymond J. Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business Survival Committee. Ray, I was telling you that I pulled out my 1998 report that you put together, the index you put together last year, and was comparing some things, and it's going to be fun to see how things change. Talk to us about this report and why you're doing it.
So what we're trying to capture here is we look at the 50 states in Washington, D.C. To determine their public policy environment for entrepreneurship. That's what we're trying to center on here. Mm-hmm. The key question is, you know, are state and local governments helping or hindering small businesses and the entrepreneur? So that's what we're trying to get at. Obviously, there are a whole host of other issues that play into, you know, decision-making for entrepreneurs, but that's what we're focusing on with the index. And we tie together essentially 14, we're up to 14 different measures now.
Yeah, last year it was 11.
Right. We try to expand it each year, make it better, more encompassing. And it's issues from, you know, personal income tax rates, capital gains taxes, property taxes.
Well, your numbers have more validity and more weight when you have more angles to produce them from.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that's what every year we're trying to make this bigger and better.
I mean, it's sort of like you know, I've seen people take 2 months of business and try to annualize that.
Right.
You know, you can't annualize 2 months of business. You can annualize 10 months sometimes, or 9 months even, or even 6 months. But so having more indicators, categories really helps your, and I can see this thing increasing because the government continues to come up with ways to thwart entrepreneurship, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, next year, I'm already thinking of next year's study. One thing that we don't have in the current edition, which we'll have to go into the next one, is you know, how are state and local governments impacting e-commerce and the Internet? So that's
right.
The next step.
Exactly. Talk to us about the methodology for this index.
You know, it's pretty straightforward. It's certainly not, you know, anything extravagant. If you remember the old misery index that mm-hmm. politicians used to talk about, and they simply added together what was it, the inflation rate and the unemployment rate.
Yeah.
We're pretty straightforward with this. What we try to do is get a measure that's comparable among states. And essentially, as I said, there are 14 indicators. Lay them all out, and then straightforwardly, we just kind of add them all together and come up with an index number. And then that index number, we rank the states accordingly. So it's straightforward.
And the lower the number, the better, the more fertile the soil is for entrepreneurship in that state.
Right. It indicates that a lesser burden, governmental burden on small business.
All right. Let's talk about some of the factors. You've got 14 factors here.
Right. Three big ones which are related are income-related taxes. So we have the personal income tax rate, which a lot of people don't, you know, maybe not think, well, what does that have to do with business? Don't they pay corporate income taxes? But actually, you know, it's more than 90% of businesses are sole proprietors mm-hmm. or partnerships, so they pay that personal income tax. We take the personal income tax. We have the capital gains tax rate, which obviously is important in terms of incentives for entrepreneurship and investment, and the corporate income tax rate. So those are three biggies right there in terms of those income-related taxes that really affect so much of so much economic decision making.
But some states don't have personal income tax.
Well, that's you're absolutely right. In fact, four states, interestingly, don't have a personal income, don't have a capital gains income tax, and don't have a corporate income tax. That's quite a rarity and quite a.
Yeah, I want to talk about that when we come back. Ray, stand by. We got to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. Ray Keating is our special guest. He's chief economist for the Small Business Survival Committee. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I hate taxes.
We're back. 24 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Ray Keating, chief economist for the Small Business Survival Committee. And Ray, we're talking about your Small Business Survival Index, ranking the environment for entrepreneurship across the nation. And Robert Craig kind of says it all there, doesn't it?
Well, I like that a lot, yeah. We were talking about that off the air. I'll pick up that CD.
Yeah. You know, most of us hate taxes, although we know that taxes have to be collected. We like it when the firemen come, when our house is... We need help. We have an emergency. We'd like to have police protection. We'd like to have our borders protected. We like all those things, and somebody has to pay for that, don't they?
Yeah, but the question is, what about all that other stuff that we're paying
all
for?
All that other stuff. But I want to go back. I want to go back to we're talking about the states, and you were saying that four states don't have personal or capital gains tax. Is that right?
Or corporate income. There are four states, and that's quite obviously a big plus.
What are the four? Besides, Tennessee is one of them, right?
Actually, no, because Tennessee has a corporate income tax.
Okay, but they don't have personal tax.
No, they don't have personal.
I remember that one. I don't remember the others, though.
That's a big plus for Tennessee. But South Dakota, Wyoming, Nevada, and which surprises some people, the state of Washington, they don't have those three biggies. So that's a huge plus, and obviously they rank very high.
I was going to say, that one thing alone definitely puts them on top of the list, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, South Dakota actually has ranks number one on the index, and then Wyoming's number two, and Nevada's number three.
Well, how do those states operate their state without collecting any taxes like that?
Well, obviously they don't. They do have other taxes that they
ad valorem tax, and
yeah, property tax, sales tax, etc. But they're not as big and bloated as these other states are. I mean, I happen to live in New York, for example, which ranks an abysmal 47th.
Yeah.
And we've got everything across the board, and all of them are pretty much, pretty darn high. So,
well, are the taxes in those four states, are the property taxes and sales taxes high, or are they reasonable?
Actually, they rank, in the middle of the pack. In fact, Nevada's property taxes are on the low side. So, again, they don't, it's not like because they're lacking, and again, this is a big plus for these states, because they're lacking income taxes doesn't mean that they're oppressive in these other areas.
Right.
So again, that's a huge plus. In fact, Nevada has the 11th lowest property taxes on a as share of personal income. So that's a big plus.
How many states don't have capital gains tax?
Those numbers jump up. I'm just looking here. It's 79. I think there are about 11.
That
don't have capital gains taxes.
See, I guess I wasn't even familiar with that many states having their own capital gains tax.
Well, you got to remember, most of them just tie it on to, their same rate as their personal income tax.
Oh, I see.
That type of thing. But some of them, a lot of them differentiate. As I said, 11 of them don't have any capital gains tax at all, or they don't tax in-state capital gains. And then some of them go for lower rates, you know, kind of the differential that we have at the federal level. For example, South Carolina has a personal income tax rate of 7%, but their capital gains tax rate is lower. It's a little under 4%. The same thing for Wisconsin. They have a differential there as well, and those are certainly pluses for those states.
Now, when you talk about corporate, some states have franchise tax for corporations, and sometimes it gets to be very expensive. Did you guys consider that?
Oh, yeah. It, and again, it depends on what you call it, too. you know, that's
because you don't list that in your list.
One of the things that you have to kind of wade through is, you know, what exactly do these states call these taxes? And for example, Texas will not say that they have a corporate income tax. They call it they call it a franchise tax. But when you look at the details of it, it's actually a corporate income tax.
Hmm.
So yeah, you got to kind of wade through and try to figure out exactly what we're working with here in each state.
There's been some recent legislation in some states where the franchise tax, corporate franchise tax, was actually found to be unconstitutional, and some states have gotten themselves into a pretty significant financial bind because they've lost in court.
Well, I haven't seen that, and I have to follow up on that. Because I'll have to get some more information.
I'll get you some information on that. I'm trying to remember where they all are, but I'll get you the information. I know I've read about that recently, and I'm talking about multi-million-dollar in lawsuits that they lost, that the state lost.
That's very interesting. Yeah, because I mean, some franchise tax, you know, some of those taxes are levied, for example, just on, you know, gross revenues. So
yeah,
it gets pretty ugly.
Yeah. Stand by, Ray. We got to take a quick break, folks. It's 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to be right back with Ray Keating, the Chief Economist for the Small Business Survival Committee. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. If you'd like to know how your state stacks up on this index, give us a call. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 33 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Ray Keating is our friend and our special guest. He's the Chief Economist for the Small Business Survival Committee. He was my host when I was in Washington, D.C. back in May. They invited me to come over and broadcast the show from their summit. Had a great time, Ray. You guys were great hosts, so hospitable. I really enjoyed getting to meet you face-to-face, as well as your president, Karen, and Renee and Sherry Ann, all the folks over there. I've told my audience that pound for pound, the Small Business Survival Committee gets more done for small business than any other organization I know of.
Oh, well, we appreciate that, and it was great that you came down. We do try to stay, you know, like our small business members, we stay pretty lean and mean. So.
Well, that's exactly right. And by the way, you've got a new look on your website. It's you've changed it a little bit, and I like it.
Yep, trying to make things better each day, but yeah, I think it does look better, and it's easy. It's a little easier to navigate.
And by the way, give us the address.
Sure, www.sbsc.org.
All right, and folks, if you go to my website, I'm building a page there called it's behind the link that's called The Advocate on the Road. There will be more trips on that section, but right now I've just got the one, which is my trip to the SBSC Summit in Washington in May. If you'll go there, you'll see just a couple of pictures. Now we've got some more that are here that we're going to be putting up. A little bit of narrative from me on the summit, on the SBSC, and some of the folks there, and a couple of comments there on some of the people whose photographs are there. So check that out. And when you get there, there are links to the SBSC's website. So while you're checking it out, go ahead and move on over and check out the SBSC's website. Were there any surprises that you found when you were doing your index this year?
Well, you know, I've been doing this for so long. Because even before, this is the fourth annual Small Business Survival Index, even before that I did a kind of a related measurement that compared the states. So I don't know if I came up with too many, for myself, too many surprises. But whenever people look at it and you talk to folks around the country, you always find they're surprised where their state is for one reason or another. For example, Pennsylvania this year ranks 14th, which is pretty good. And I've been on the radio and talking to some newspaper folks in Pennsylvania, and they're just, you know, shocked that they rank so well. So it's kind of interesting to see the reaction.
Let's talk for a minute about and by the way, this index can be seen on your website, right?
Right, absolutely.
It's up there. Can they download it?
Yeah, I think they can.
Okay, they can download and print it out. Let's talk about some of the findings you've got a summary of findings for this. Talk to us about some of the things that you found out.
Well, it's, again, the top states, as we talked about, because of, you know, the lack of some key taxes, South Dakota, Wyoming, Nevada, all rank very well. New Hampshire, Texas.
Texas actually moved up a notch from 6th to 4th over last year.
Yeah.
I mean from 6th
it moved
up once. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's and that may reflect, because we do add measurements each year, so that may reflect some improvements in indicators that, you know, measurements that have been included in the index for a long time, or they may rank pretty well in some of the new areas that we included. For example, this year we added in to kind of get a feel for how intrusive government can be on the regulatory front. We added in the number of bureaucrats as a share of population. We also looked at which states have tax limitation restrictions. In other words, whether it's a supermajority vote of the legislature to increase taxes, or maybe you need approval of the general voters to hike taxes. So those things are measurements that we added this year. So. And down on the other end, though, the ones at the bottom, I'll tell you, really stay pretty consistent. The Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia ranks last. Hawaii, which is finally starting to, they're starting to clue in as to how bad things are in Hawaii, because they've been in a recession for a number of years now.
Mm-hmm.
So they rank 50th, but they're actually trying, at least, to steer things in the right direction. They've done some tax cuts recently. They're small, but at least they're a step.
They're making a move on Rhode Island. Is that what you're saying?
They're gaining on number 49, Rhode Island.
What is they say? 50th with a bullet, right?
So there's some movement. It's interesting. You know, again, we get all sorts of response on this index, and we hope that, obviously, folks like yourself will get the information out to small business owners and to the citizenship in general, because obviously small businesses are the backbone of the economy. That's where the jobs are created,
no question.
Innovations come from. So we're hoping that general voters recognize the importance of this index as well.
One of the things I wanted to point out, and I misspoke a minute ago, Texas did not change, but New Hampshire went from 5th to 6th. Washington went from 7th to 5th, so things are improving up there, and I wanted to ask you about that in a second. Florida went from 9th to 8th. Now, this is since 99 over 98, by the way, folks. Alabama went from 10th to 9th. Tennessee went from 10th to 7th.
Well, Tennessee this year is...
You got 10th.
Tennessee is 9th this year. Okay. But what's interesting about New Hampshire, New Hampshire ranks number 4.
Okay, I'm looking at the periods and the commas wrong then.
Okay.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, New Hampshire ranks number 4, but one of the things that went on in New Hampshire this year, I don't know if your listeners are aware of it, but there was a court order that basically said that they had the bottom line, it's spend more money on public schools up there.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about how they raise, revenues for schools. So there was a big battle about possibly imposing a personal income tax in New Hampshire. So that was a knockdown dragout.
Right.
They finally did not impose that.
We're going to talk about, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other things that he found in the Small Business Survival Index for 1999, Ranking the Environment for Entrepreneurship Across the Nation by Raymond J. Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business Survival Committee. Stand by. We'll be right back. Welcome back, heroes. It's 44 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Ray Keating. Ray is Chief Economist for the Small Business Survival Committee, and we're talking about his Small Business Survival Index for 1999, Ranking the Environment for Entrepreneurship Across the Nation. Folks, this can be, if you are a member of the SBSC, you already have your copy. And by the way, folks, if you want to go to their website, which is sbsc.org, you can find out about how to be a member. And the dues are very small. You guys, Karen's told me before, Ray, but I've forgotten.
Oh, you can come in. We have various levels, and you get various services for each level. But usually we try to bring members in, I think, around the $100-$150
right.
Range.
And you get a great newsletter and
all of our studies and we have a small business Hill alert for folks that really want to be active in terms of what's going on the Hill and some action items in terms of picking up the phone and calling. I always emphasize that does make a difference, especially for small business owners. You're prominent in your community. It makes a difference if you pick up the phone and call your congressman or senator.
And you guys on your website, you have a link to all congressmen and senators, don't you?
We have a new Legislative Action Center.
That's it.
Just fantastic.
I've used that, by the way. I've forgotten what you called it, but I've used it. And folks, it's dynamite.
It's really, we're really proud of that. So I would urge folks to go in there and take a look, and it's fun to use as well.
SBSC.org, $100 to $150 for little folks is what you pay to join. I recommend them to you, folks. It is some of the best money you'll spend. As I said, the SBSC pound for pound gets more done than any other organization that I know of. The 14 things that Ray used in his index to rank these states were personal income tax, capital gains tax. Now, this is for at the state level, folks. Personal income tax, capital gains tax, corporate income tax, property taxes, sales tax, death taxes, unemployment taxes. You get the picture here, folks? We're talking taxes here. Health insurance tax rates, electric utility tax rates, workers' compensation costs, total crime rate, right to work. These are the newest, folks. Right to work, number of bureaucrats, tax limitation states. All of those are the different factors that they used. And you know, Ray, one of the things that really just boggles my mind is you and I both know, and we're not just pandering to our constituents, you and I believe that, as you said and as I say, small business is a backbone of America's economy. I believe that the U.S. economy obviously is holding up the world economy, and I believe that small business is holding up the U.S. economy.
Oh, no doubt. When you look at the numbers, I mean, it's not just, you know.
We've created 12.5 right. million new jobs in this decade, more than that, actually. But what I'm getting at, what boggles my mind, is the politicians who don't get that.
Well, you know, the rhetoric is always there.
Sometimes the rhetoric is not even there.
Yeah, well,
I mean, Ted Kennedy.
Right.
Look at Ted Kennedy. He doesn't have a clue.
Most of the time, the rhetoric is there. And the question is, you know, does the rhetoric line up with reality? And that's you know, some of the stuff that we're trying to get at here, at least on the state and local level.
Yeah. And some of these states are what I'm calling bellwethers. They're doing some things inside of their states that are creating fertile soil for entrepreneurs. They're doing some things that are good that could be bellwethers for what the nation needs to do.
Oh yeah, I mean, what's interesting with over the last couple of years actually is, you know, with the economy chugging along, there has been revenue pouring into state coffers. Now the question is, what have they been doing with that? Unfortunately, for the most part, they've been spending that money.
Mm-hmm.
But some states, at least, have been carving out portions of that, those revenues, and giving it back to the taxpayer. So there are some positive things going on. Again, I would kind of put a caveat on it that much more needs to be done on the tax cut front, and we should be looking to reduce the size of government. But unfortunately, that's not the case.
But a lot of states are either cutting taxes or they're working on it.
Yeah, well, for example, there's a big tax cut that was just signed in Florida. North Carolina, if you look at them, they're trying to cut some of their taxes. Even in New York, there are some taxes being cut, although, again, they're on the small side. Rhode Island is trying to creep up the index and trying to cut taxes there. Wisconsin has put through another personal income tax cut. Virginia has cut its personal property tax. So there are some very good things going on across the country, which again, I take us in the right direction, but I would certainly say that much more needs to be done.
You know, you mentioned North Carolina, and I want to talk about that for just a second. It's 39th in terms. It's in the bottom quartile, folks, in terms of the SBSC's index here, and that surprised me because of all the things that's happening in North Carolina these days. But let me tell you one little quick story that happened. In June, I was there, last month I was there as a keynote speaker to the North Carolina Business Incubators Association. And while they had their annual conference, and while I was there, I attended the Governor's Awards for Entrepreneurship. Now, this award was, these five groups received awards, companies and organizations received awards. It's called the Governor's Award. This was one block from the governor's, where the governor works, one block. Guess what? He wasn't there. It was his awards, and he didn't even come. And I said, I'd like to meet the governor. And they said, what? And I said, well, yeah. And they said, well, he doesn't come to these. And I said, what do you mean? They said, well, we don't think he's ever been here.
Wow.
Now, that blew me away.
Yeah. Well, it's.
And then I see their the state as number 39 out of 51. I want you. I want,
they've got some work cut out for them.
Yeah, let's talk about that when we come back to some of the other states and what they're doing, folks, to develop fertile soil for entrepreneurship. 50 After, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ray Keating is our special guest. We'll be right back. All right, we're back and we're grooving with Ray Keating, the Chief Economist for the Small Business Survival Committee, and he's our friend and our special guest this hour. We've been talking about the Small Business Survival Index that he creates every year for the SBSC, ranks the environment in the nation for entrepreneurship, and we're talking about some of the states that he's studied and to find how they have created fertile soil for entrepreneurship, for small businesses to grow in. Some of the states are doing a good job, some of them are doing an abysmal job, and one of the things I wanted you to do, Ray, is give us a couple more examples of some states that are doing something right, and then let's talk about some of the ugly stuff, some of the folks who are saying, okay, what can we do to really mess up entrepreneurship in our state?
It does seem like that's the question.
I think they wake up in the morning, you know, it's almost like you see these people who have got all these tattoos and all this ear piercing and all this weird stuff, you know, you say, you think they wake up and say, how can I make myself look stupider?
Well, actually, on the positive side, Michigan, who's made, that state has made some dramatic improvements in recent years on an assortment of taxes.
They got a good governor up there, haven't they?
Yeah, John Engel is a very good governor, and they just put through another cut in their personal income and capital gains tax rates. It'll be phased in over a few years, but it's certainly taking the state in the right direction. There's also some mixed stories. For example, just a few years ago, Massachusetts eliminated its long-term capital gains tax, which is great, but politics being what it is in Massachusetts, they had to in exchange for that tax cut, state legislators got a massive pay increase. So,
well, don't forget they have the arch enemy of small business up there.
That's right.
Ted
so things
Kennedy.
Can get a little ugly in those states. Also, they're on the ugly side. They're up in also in New England, New Hampshire. I mentioned before fought off efforts to impose a personal income tax, but unfortunately, they still caved on this effort, and they imposed a statewide property tax. So, so New Hampshire ranks very well in the Small Business Survival Index. But I'll tell you, as you know, in out years, they're going to definitely move down several notches. So that definitely hurt that state. Vermont is another one where, right now, from what I understand, there's some talk about cutting taxes. But just I believe it was last year they actually put through a tax increase. Now things like that. Especially in this environment with the economy growing and revenues rolling in the door, it's really a tough one to take. I mean, taxes are always a tough thing to take with, you know, the government being the size that it is, but especially when that's happening. I mean,
it almost makes you think they're watching another ball game than what we're watching, doesn't it?
Yeah, also up in Alaska, which Alaska ranks very well on our index. The governor up there, Tony Knowles, from what I just got some interesting stuff over my fax machine this morning, that he's been pushing for tax increases up there, and he's long been a supporter of reimposing an income tax in Alaska. So there are some things definitely to be well, as always in politics and government, you have to really keep a close eye on things to make sure that these guys are doing the right thing.
Well, would you say that welfare reform has been one of the biggest, had some of the biggest impact on the states?
I just want to hold off on that judgment until we see the next economic downturn, because we really haven't seen an economic downturn, and I think that's going to be the real test of this. I'm not quite sure. I think, well, some positive things have definitely been done, but I think to get a real feel for the impact, we're going to have to take a look at it, you know, see what happens when the economy turns down next time around.
That's a good point, yeah. Ray, listen, we got to wrap it up. Thank you very much for joining us and for sharing your index with us, folks. This is Ray Keating, the author of the Small Business Survival Index for the Small Business Survival Committee, where he ranks the environment for entrepreneurship across the nation. He's the chief economist for the Small Business Survival Committee. Ray, thanks again.
I appreciate it, Jim, and I'm going to send you those books, I promise.
Yeah. I've heard that before. Thanks, Ray.
All right.
Have a good holiday.
You too.
See you later. And give my best to Karen.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Got to wrap it up for this hour, folks. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. Have a very safe and happy 4th of July holiday. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. Special guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.